Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. Know that the Lord said this is a season and this is a time where the Lord says you're going to begin to set some boundaries in regards, possibly through personal relationships. You'll also begin to find that the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon thee. And yea, I'm hearing the Lord say your prophetic anointing shall be sharp and it shall also be strong. And with that, you'll be able to pick up other people's emotions and in sense, in turn, you're going to be able to sense how you are feeling, and it may be difficult to mask your own sentiments, so use wisdom. And yet, as these boundaries between you and someone begin to dissolve, know that you're going to feel so much more in a place where it's going to be so much more of a giving aspect, or giving to the relationship than you are receiving. And yet God says prepare, because there's an awesome and there's a mighty shifting that is happening. For the Lord says, I have some surprises that are going to be coming your way. For the Lord says, I grace thee with my favor. I grace thee in this season. And you're going to begin to see God moving in relationships, and it's going to be able to shift and yea, even turn around. For the Lord says, some surprises are about to begin to unfold for thee. And now you're going to begin to see the Spirit of the Lord doing some unusual things in this hour. As I dove into the Spirit, I heard the Holy Ghost say unto me that this is an hour and this is a season of the moving of the Spirit. And you will sense and you will know that this is going to be a season again where God says, I'm touching relationships. You're going to begin to see that the Lord says, be especially attentive to people that you love and that you care about. Do not become impulsive, but God says, move in patience. For the Spirit of the Lord says, as you're becoming more sensitive to the feelings and the needs of people around you, you're going to begin to see that conflict shall begin to fall to the wayside. Though the enemy wants to try to bring conflicts, for the Lord says, be at peace and stay focused. For the Lord says, some kind of emotional issue is going to come to the forefront, but God says, be tactful and handle matters and situations. Be the bigger person and let love abide inside of thee. You'll also begin to see that even during the end of this of the month, you may want to be ready to begin to achieve and show what you can do, and you're going to have that ability, and you're going to be able to make progress possibly in work or things that you're doing. And you're going to find that even from the 26th through the end of the month, success is going to be yours, and you're going to have the ability to show forth your gift as well as your talent. Now it seems like situations related to your finances or your intimate life may become intense after the 23rd. For the Spirit of the Lord just says unto thee that I'm moving in this hour and I'm moving in this season. For the during the next 2 weeks, the emphasis is going to especially be on relationships. And I want to thank you once again, Prophetess Sylvia Santos, for the miracle seed of $50, or grace seed. I grace thee. I cover thee. For the Lord says, you too shall partake of the seven blessings of the atonement. You will see the double portion, number one. Number two, you will come into a time where he says, all that I have promised thee, I give it back to thee. You will see financial promises. And number three, he says, I'll bring you to a time of restoration as you rest in him, as you rest in meditation, as you rest in prayer, as you rest in the goodness of the Lord, you will begin to see the blessings of the Lord. For I will restore, I will replenish, and I shall renew. Number four, you will see special miracles in your life, and you will also be healing people. God says you're going to heal someone, for there is a healer in thee, and you're going to heal them. Someone is going to be restored. Cancer is going to be restored. Health is going to be renewed. But God says, even someone with a liver or a kidney matter, God says, you will touch them and they shall be healed and they shall be restored. Number five, you will come into a time of his divine presence where he will speak to thee even in the midnight hours. And number six, you will see blessings for sons and daughters, for spiritual sons and daughters. And number seven, as you call upon his name, deliverance to, as you call upon his name, you will witness that and you will know that it is of the Lord. For I have separated thee and I have called thee unto myself. For the Spirit of the Lord will say unto the prophets of the Most High, get ready for help that is coming your way. There is change. Change is happening. Change shall be happening. For the Lord will say unto thee that this is a season where you're learning much. But I'm also healing thee, yea, even in this season. And I bring increase all around thee. Get ready, because you're going to be connected to the right individuals that I, the Lord, shall bring your way. And they shall support thee. And that is the word of the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophetess Sylvia Santos. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that he's developing you in areas that you really did not expect. And I'm hearing God say that there's going to be much more communication for you. God says that you're going to be speaking more. God says that there's something that you're going to write or publish that's going to be a blessing. And I see you going around with what you have written. And you are teaching, you're lecturing, and you're speaking. And you are helping others to get started on something. It's as though you have written a manual about something. But God says that he has not forgotten you. I'm hearing God say that there's a move at hand. God says he's going to bless you with some property and some land. And God says to prepare yourself because this is just elevation. And God says for your commitment and your dedication. And God says he's going to bless you. Now, I'm hearing God say something about favor with Financial Institute. God says that there's a vision that you have written down. Not sure if it's completed yet or if there's been some sort of delay with it. But God says that bring it back to the forefront, and he's going to bless it, and he's going to bless you with financial favor. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, prophetess. I so concur with Elder. And I just hear God saying this is the hour that he's endowing you with his power and his strength. And God says you shall go forth with the word of the Lord and with tongues of fire that shall come forth out of you, ministering to his people. God said this is a time of flourishing as well. And I see the season where God is bringing forth an abundance to you. And God says you shall reap much in this season. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Santos. I believe it's Prophet Santos. Because I hear God saying two things very quickly. First of all, the reason why you're being attacked in your throat because you have a lot to say. You have a lot that's in you. And I agree with someone else. I think there's a book. I believe there's more than one book. There's a lot of things in you. And because you're a full vault, that's why you're being attacked. And knowing that in mind, you have to go forth even stronger now. You have to start looking at your diet. You have to start looking at some of the things you've been doing as far as your health is concerned. And God's going to help you to do that. But as you start doing that, remember, the attacks are still going to come. But you're going to be stronger in the Lord and the power of his might. You're going to know how to overcome those things. But also, God's using you as an example to show people how to overcome and how to break through things. God said you're an overcomer, and you're going to show the people how to overcome things by the word of your mouth and the word of your testimony. Is going to show people how to overcome by the strength of God that's in you, to the Spirit of the living God.
And Prophet Santos, I hear the word of the Lord for you. Be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you thank God. God is restoring the joy even of your salvation in this hour, and he's doing amazing and mighty works in the midst of these, saith the Spirit of the living God, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Sylvia. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, the boat is loaded, woman of God. Father God says, I so agree with the prophets, grow not weary, woman of God. Father God says, I'm giving you new strength. You know, I heard Father God saying supernatural strength in this season. For Father God says he made some promises to you, woman of God, and he's going to deliver. So I hear Father God saying, eat properly in this season, think properly, get enough rest. And I just hear Father God saying new dietary habits in this season. And woman of God, I hear Father God saying plan the vacation. Father God says, yes, you're busy right now. Your Father God says plan the vacation for it's overdue. Father God, some R&R, some rest and realization. And Father God says, give yourself permission to rest. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Ryan. I just hear God saying there's a running in your feet. And God says you're going to run the race and you're going to run the course with endurance. And you shall walk forth and go forth victoriously. God says prepare your heart and your mind and your soul. For this is a season for you to begin to take control and stand forth firmly in his word. The community, there's a community of people that are waiting for you. And God said, go forth, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Ryan. Brian, I just heard the word of the Lord saying the gift that'll go down many generations. God says that he's blessing the next generations with a special gift. Not only shall they prophesy, they will all do the work that is required to bring the people into God's storehouse. God says that there's times when the road gets rough and for you to relax and let him carry you. the rest of the way. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Ryan. Prophet Ryan, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be much more speaking. And God says that he's going to send you forth. God says for you to pick up that pen and begin to write, man of God. And God also says that he's dealing with some of your emotions. God says that there's elevation and promotion, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Ryan. It's true. Well, I heard the Spirit of God saying, Prophet Ryan, there's going to be no more crying. There's going to be tears of joy when God's going to reveal to you the things that he's going to bring you into. And this is going to require for you to really set yourself down and get into a place where God can, where you can do, get into God's presence and hear God more clearly. And as you begin to start doing that, God's going to speak to you in a greater way. And I agree with Prophetess Irma. I see writing for you. I see a lot of writing. And you're going to have to keep track of this because it's going to really turn into something. Because God's got his hand on your life, man of God. And it's time to remove those things of people that are trying to distract you and move you from the presence of the God. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And God bless you, Prophet Ryan. I so agree with the prophet that has spoken. For I heard Father God saying, tears may endure for a night. Then embrace your joy that's come in the morning. Father God says, this is the season to stand. Father God says, if you don't stand for something, man of God, you're going to fall for anything. Father God says, meditation and prayer are your portion. I do hear Father God saying, you're entering into a divine season of power and authority. Father God says, this is the season. 2015 is going to be a year of wealth, prosperity. Father God says, press in, press on, man of God. And I hear entrepreneurship and business. Now, Prophet Ryan, I hear Father God saying, don't bite any distractions. For Father God says, you are in the season of the test before the blessing. And Father God says, qualify those who you call friends. And I hear Father God says, stay focused on your spiritual priorities. Father God says, relationship and partnership is coming together for you in a new way. Yet Father God says, in this season, stay focused on your spiritual priorities. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you are blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. Know that favor shall be yours. Someone next to you or someone near to you is getting ready to be blessed financially. I see favors coming their way. And yet this is a season and a time of favor in regards to mortgages or loans or insurance or maybe even tax matters. And you're going to see this happening between now and the end of the year. And you're going to find it's going to be so much more easier for you to begin to move forward because God says people will hear you and they want to be able to hear what you're sharing and what you need to begin to say. For the Lord says, I'm going to usher in some new opportunities your way. For the Lord says, you're going to find that the hidden things shall begin to come to the forefront and you're going to begin to see and know that the favor of the Lord is upon thee, for answers are coming your way. Unexpected sources, unexpected answers are coming your way, yea, even in this hour and even in this season. As you prepare your heart to move forward into the month of November, know that you're going to begin to see a big push because God says, I'm pushing you forward and you're going to be able to embrace the new and you're going to see some kind of breakthroughs that is going to be coming your way. No disappointment shall disturb thee, but you shall stand upon the blessings of the Lord. In November, I heard the Lord says, pay conscious attention to matters of health and safety from the 6th to around about the 12th of the month. Well, I want to go ahead and say from the 3rd of the month to around about the 12th of the month in regards to safety. No speeding, just be more alert in all that you're doing and stay on top of things and stay focused. For the enemy wants to try to distract you and break your focus and take advantage of you. But God says, whatever he tries, I'll cause you to be blessed and I will cause you to prosper. Now, it seems like you may have some mixed feelings about the demands of a friend or something of that nature, especially around the 10th and the 11th, but move in the flow of the Lord and set again some proper boundaries. And you're going to find that good fortune is coming your way because I see increase, even from around about the 8th till the 22nd of the month, because you're going to be able to make some real progress. The Lord further says that in the month of November, he says, the more firmly your feet are planted on the ground, the higher you're going to be able to rise in all that you're doing, work, career, or even ministry. And you're going to see that even all the way from the 22nd onward. For the Lord says, great potential is coming your way. For the Lord says, think big, even from the 28th to the 30th of the month. Now, I want you to do something special for me in this month of October. On the 23rd, but I want you to do it at least around about on the 22nd, because that is a master power day. I want you to begin to write down 10 things that you want God to begin to do for you. on a brown piece of paper. I like them old paper bags that you get from the store years ago. There's something about that brown, that's going to begin to cause things to begin to show up. Brown also symbolizes the earth and groundness. So that means that you'll be able to manifest some things. Write down 10 things that you desire and that you believe in God to do for you for the next 12 months. Just write them down. And he says, once you write them down, just discard that piece of paper. He says, just put it down someplace. He says, even if you have to put it in your Bible on the Psalms 23rd, he says, put it down, but don't go back and look at it. Put it in an envelope. Put it in a Bible. Put it someplace. And put it in the Word, but do not go back and look at it between now and next year this time. And when you go back, you're going to be amazed at what God is going to be doing for you. For that is going to be your prophetic wish list. I want to thank you for your miracle seed. Thank you for being a friend to the ministry. Prepare, because a season is coming forth where you are stepping out and you are moving forward. Watch whom you connect yourself with. That is going to be key in this season, because relationships can either bless you or they can curse you. They can also cause you to prosper, or they can also cause you to come into a season of lack. They can add to you or they can subtract from you. That is going to be the key in this season, that you stay grounded and do not allow people to break your focus and either sap your energy. Know who you get connected to, and that is the word of the Lord. God bless you. Peace and many blessings. We'll be right back.